a vice president from Tennessee. It might happen if Donald Trump wins in November. Senator Bob Corker and Congressman Marsha Blackburn have consistently shown up on the short list of potential Republican running mates. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk explains, it's not so far-fetched.
Two Tennesseans have served as vice president, Andrew Johnson and Al Gore. Both broke precedent, Johnson by being from the opposing party to President Abraham Lincoln, Gore by being from the same part of the country as the man at the top of the ticket, Bill Clinton. The thinking might have to be just as unorthodox for another Tennessean to get on the vice presidential ballot. But then again, this is the Trump campaign we're talking about.
Mr. Trump's approach has been pretty outside the box in a lot of different areas.
Joel Goldstein is a law professor at St. Louis University. He's written two books on the vice presidency, making him perhaps the nation's leading authority on running mates. Goldstein sees good arguments for adding Corker or Blackburn. Corker brings foreign policy experience, which even the Donald concedes he lacks. Blackburn is a capable public speaker who could go hard at Hillary Clinton without seeming sexist. Plus, Trump doesn't seem to have as many people to pick from as other nominees.
Mr. Trump's vice presidential selection pool seems to be shallower than is generally the case, so that a number of the people who in normal times you would think would be among those being considered for a variety of reasons don't seem to be part of the discussions.
The biggest knock on Corker and Blackburn has been that they come from a state that appears safely in the Republican column. But according to Goldstein, that's just something pundits say. It's been decades since presidential candidates have made their running mate's home state the deciding factor. Recent history shows it's their experience and credentials that matter to voters, not where they come from. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.